Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In Pretoria, very slow-moving Boerts Avenue down towards Brakfontein on the M1. Midrand, both directions between Buccleuch and Allendale is a mess. And the N3 between Galulis and Geldenhuys, boy oh boy, both directions there, not ayoba.
Die Nasionale Polisie Kommissaris sê die polisiehoof in Gauteng, Tommy Mtobeni, opdrag gegee om verdagtes in 'n seksuele mishandeling en aanrandingssaak vas te trek. Dit volg op die verspreiding van 'n video op sosiale media waar 'n groep mans op ontstellende wyse gestraf word vir 'n beweerde poging om selfone in die Zanzu nagklub in Pretoria te steel. Die klub het intussen gesê die daad is gepleeg deur 'n sekuriteitsmaatskappy wat intussen vervang is. Nuus uit die buiteland in Parys, Frankryk. Het internasionale afvaardigings begin opdaag by 'n noodberaad oor die hanteerling van die oorlog tussen Rusland en Oekraïne wat in 2022 begin het, te saamgeroep deur die Franse president Emmanuel Macron en ons hou jou op hoogte van wat daar uitkom vir die res van die middag. Vir nou eers kom ons gaan kyk wat gaan aan in die sakewêreld. Simongile Nyangistimbi van Cartesian Capital skoop die sakeminuut af met nuus uit die pluimveebedryf hier in Suid-Afrika.
Quantum Foods has cited a rebound thanks to a recovery in its layer flock, stable power supply, strong egg prices and the absence of any recent bird flu outbreaks. The company's egg supply surged 70% as it rebuilt its operations after losing 37 million rands worth of birds to the avian flu in 2023 and 24.
Nou, sy sê die prys van eiers het met 13% gedaal, maar die bedryf het bygehou te danke aan hoër uitsette en doeltreffende prosesse.
The broader South African egg market is recovering, with the Poultry Association expecting full pre-crisis production levels by mid-2025.
Die vereniging is egter steeds bekommerd oor kwessies soos voëlgriep en opvoeding oor inentings om dit te verhoed.
To manage this, they're diversifying their breeding locations and reducing layer placements in high-risk areas.
$1 kost R18.42 in die stadium, €1 R19.31 en 'n pond staan op R23.21. Goud verhandel teen $2,899.38 per fyn ons en Brent ru olie teen $74.79 per vat. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 6.
We start off with some rugby news. Springboks and Stormers fly half Sasha Feinberg Mgumezulu believes that despite his side's faltering form, they can still qualify for the URC playoffs. The Cape Town side have now lost 7 of their last 11 matches, including the defeat against the Lions over the weekend. The Stormers won the inaugural tournament and got a second place finish in their second season, but it's been a steady decline since then. And it's back to the drawing board for Jake White and his side as the Vodacom Bulls lost to the Hollywood Bet Sharks over the weekend. It also threw up a couple of red flags for the team to address. Now, the Pretoria outfit are still in third place, but they missed a great opportunity to put some distance between themselves and the Sharks in the SA Conference, as well as go above Glasgow Warriors into second place in the overall table. And Scotland have added 3 players to their squad for this weekend's Six Nations match against England, including British and Irish Lions scrum off Ali Price. Scotland are still waiting to see whether Darcy Graham and Finn Russell could be fit for the Twickenham clash. And Yannick Sinner's doping saga, well, that came to an end on Saturday after the world number one admitted partial responsibility for what he terms team mistakes that led him to testing positive for Clostebol. Sinner was facing a potential 2-year ban after the World Anti-Doping Agency decided to go to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. WADA then withdrew its appeal and came to an agreement with Sinner to accept a 3-month ban. And there was a lot of enthusiasm when Real Betis announced that they'd signed Antony on loan from Manchester United during the January transfer window. And it seems to be justified, as in just 4 games for his new side, he's already scored 3 goals, provided 1 assist and 1 a penalty as well. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.